plenty of us spend time playing on our smartphones. They entertain and sometimes educate. A local group dedicated to water sustainability jumped aboard the trend and created an app. They hope to entice people to learn about everything from water history to the latest in green infrastructure around Milwaukee. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz recently tagged along as people got a chance to try the place-based game called Water Story Milwaukee.
24 people already feeling the sizzling summer sun gather at 30th off North Avenue. Most had never set foot on the former brownfield, now a 1.25-acre urban farm in which radishes flourish and greens erupt in profusions of color. Underground, a cistern holds up to 40,000 gallons of rainwater. Barbara Richards is part of the nonprofit group called Reflow that is kicking off the interactive iPhone game and recruited several dozen volunteers to construct the underground system here.
We put together these things that look like milk crates. They're big black 2 feet by 3 feet rectangular prisms, over 1,000 of them. Stacked them in a big hole that had a big rubber liner.
The cistern reduces the risk that neighbors' basements will flood, as they did back in 2010. It is projects like this that Michael Tim, the mastermind of Water Stories Milwaukee, wants to share.
It's 10:02. Does anyone have any questions?
But will people like the game app? Tim is about to find out.
Touch the big blue button.
The ding means players have found a hidden water story, from scientific hydrological stuff to people stories, why they care about the space. The game is place-based like Pokemon Go, but creator Tim is not out to create its frenzy, just excitement about water.
All right, have fun, be safe, have fun, guys.
Teresa Coronado and teammate Janet Carwell stand frozen, staring at their phone.
I'm confused already. We need help.
We never played Pokemon Go.
Okay.
Michael Tim swoops in
what
to help, and Coronado and Carwell are off.
We've watched the first video to gain some points, and it told us a lot about the farm and how they keep 90% of the water that hits the land on the land, and that was really interesting. Bioswales. Yep.
17-year-old Carlos Smith is giving the game a try. Turns out mom is a member of the Reflow team. She encouraged her son to team up with his younger sister.
I'm like, I need to do something, so I just want to come out, hang out, play games, be outside, and be more active.
Other stops included Lakefront Brewery, where teams learned some of the less pristine history of the Milwaukee River.
The mouth of a 12-foot-wide tunnel opens onto the Milwaukee River upstream. What was it once used for?
They piped it in from Lake Michigan and flushed out the river.
Polluted by human, horse, and industrial waste. Oh, yum.
Further upstream, player Tom Weller was visibly moved. He hopped in a canoe with his daughter to get points on the river. Weller says he hadn't paddled since he was a boy.
Did a lot of canoeing as a kid when I was in scouting. My daughter did good out there. She hasn't canoed more than a couple times in her life, so nobody fell overboard. Nobody got in a fight. It was all positive. I'll have to do it some more.
Scoring a remarkable 121 points.
The teams eventually gather along Lake Michigan at the north end of Bradford Beach. Player Carlos Smith watches as the three top scorers accept their swag. The 17-year-old is a quiet fellow, but says he was moved by the water app in an unexpected way.
The Brewer's place? Yeah, the one was that.
The game explored the former Pabst Brewery, where lots of water would have been used, and today features loads of green infrastructure. But its old architecture struck Smith. When he was little, his family lived just blocks from the brewery. He hadn't remembered just where the house was, but the old brick buildings brought memories tumbling back.
I always loved my old house while I was little because it was a big yard, and yeah, I just remember all of it now.
The creators of Water Story Milwaukee hope the app can help lots of people find their own stories, water-centric or not.
Yes, I actually like it.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Nice to meet you.